James, it was absolutely terrific fair in terms of entertainment. You're off and running with a point. Yeah. Should it have been all three?
I suppose with the start that we had, being 2-0 up, but 2-0 is a funny scoreline. I think we've been working all week on the start to the game and how important it is, not just at this level but at any level, and to try and get that foothold in the game. A lot of it's been psychological, because physically I know that the lads are fit and they're strong, so we've been working a lot on the psychological element of getting a good start in games, and it couldn't have gone any better for the first 15-20 minutes. But then the next stage of that is to be strong mentally and to not let anything affect the mindset of the players. Just try and think that it's 0-0 all the time and nothing changes. Nothing will change the way we're going to try and play. And nothing, whether it be positive or negative. And it's difficult to do, and it won't happen overnight. But as a team, we're trying to develop that. And I think it's important, vitally important at this, as I say, at any level. If you watch the other teams, that are in there, that have got a real strong mental attitude, nothing changes. It doesn't matter what score it is. And I always use the example of the Germans in the World Cup when they were playing Brazil, and they never relented on their thought process and how much they wanted to beat Brazil. It never changed. They didn't start getting fancy. They didn't drop off, which is what we did. We went 2-0 up and dropped off. They just kept going, and that's what I'm trying to get into the boys now, and I'm sure every other manager in the country is. Yeah, we had a great start to the game, and then that's probably the only reason that Luton got back into the game was we dropped for some reason. They were playing against the wind. They didn't really have any pace in behind to threaten us, and we sort of shot ourselves in the foot a little bit. If we'd have stayed up and as I say, nothing changed, then we would have worked on and gained on that lead. And it's something that we spoke about at half time, and we'll try not to let it happen again if we're in that position. But as I say, 2-0 is a dodgy scoreline, and Luton tried to get on the they got on the ball with us dropping. It allowed them space to get on the ball, and that was really what led them to get back in the game. They made a change, and they changed formation, and as I say, John's been a manager for many years, and he's very experienced, and he's a really nice fella. I did some work last year on BT Sport with him, and he was very helpful, and we know his teams are always going to be aggressive, and they're always going to be on the front foot, and they certainly showed that in the latter parts of the first half. And then all about it, at half time with the boys, it was all about starting the game again. We tried to do that at Shrewsbury on Tuesday night, but we were in a much worse position, and we said about the start again, go out in the second half and just implement all the things we'd spoken about before the game to try and start the game well, even though it was half time. And in the end, I think we had to dig in, and it showed a lot of resolve from the boys, because if you lose a 2-0 lead, I've seen it before, if you lose a 2-0 lead, then the other team's in the ascendancy, they're on the front foot, and it would be quite easy to crumble and to concede again. And we had to make some great tackles and some really good defending, but we had chances ourselves, no more so than the chance at the end when we caught Luton on the break. And I think if Carroll's pass is just a little bit underweighted than as it was, then it gives James maybe an easier opportunity to seal the 3 points.
You did have those chances later on, didn't you? You could easily be talking about 3 points. Is it more a case psychologically of just getting something on the board?
Yeah, we've just said there that it's a building block, and after three straight defeats in the league, it was it's important to get something. And the lads all agree that it's a start for us, and it's a building block in the wall. And Steve-O said that we need to put some cement on that and get a few more on, and that's what we'll be endeavouring to do nothing will change with regards to my work ethic. We'll still work as hard as we can, and I'm sure the boys will come in and try and improve themselves every day, which is another thing that I'm working on with them.
And we talk about momentum a lot. We talk about this being a building block. Have you just got to follow up this now and get another result and then another?
Yeah, that's it. That's the nature of the game. You know as well as I do. Football, it gives you great opportunity to gain points. Whether it be a bad performance, it gives you a chance to rectify the wrongs. And whether it be a good performance, it allows you to add that. And the games over the last few weeks have come thick and fast. And we've got a free week this week where we can now properly, you know, get to work on some stuff that we want to work on. The lads have a licence and they give them freedom to play football when they've got the ball, but within a structure or ideas that Steve and myself have given the lads. And when you've seen yourself, when we do play one and two touch, we move the ball quickly. We're a very good side, but when we don't do that, we're not so good. So I think the evidence is there for everyone to see.